before I knew about different plant species, I actually just saw green spaces.
It's so much stress, you know, you're like, oh, what is this? Ah, there's all this green, I don't know what's going on.
So in English, perception is differentiated between sensation and perception. And unfortunately, this difference doesn't exist in German.
So some people also call it a green blindness, that when you do not know the species of plants, you do not see anything, you just see green.
And then you start recognizing things, and then the way you look at the greenery becomes so different.
And so was it with my perspective on biodiverse green spaces.
My focus is always more the small stuff, the plants.
By now, whenever I walk around, I look at the plant species on the ground and I see so many different species at the sidewalk or in the park. And here, for example, are at least 20 species I see at first sight, and that actually makes me much more happy than seeing just green.
We have an incredible amount of stimuli, and we block out at least half of them and don't even realize we're doing it.
Sometimes we even use glasses to have everything a bit bigger, and then you see the hair at the grass. And you often, when you have to define the species of grasses, you have to look so close. You have to look at these tiny white parts of the grass here at the beginning of the leaf to say which species it is. And yeah, and this way you get a very different connection to plants, because you're forced to look at them very, very closely and touch them. And yeah, somehow it changes the relationship a lot.
The moment what I see and what I hear no longer fit together, we can't ignore it any longer, because it potentially represents a danger.
Can you connect what you see to what you hear?
That's a tiny spider. And here you actually see a little springtail. So you can hardly see it, it's probably less than a millimeter.
Can you connect the two mirror images through a line in your surroundings of any kind?
So what is the difference between sensation and perception? Well, sensation is simply the sensory perception in purely physical terms, what is visually depicted on my retina. And perception is simply my interpretation of the stimuli. My entire wealth of experience, what I've learned to expect, comes into play. And interestingly, there are also a lot of false perceptions, because I expect something else.
There were the little decomposers that live on the plant litter.
Mm-hmm.
And the little spider is a predator looking for something to eat, probably. And the little green animal is a herbivore eating the fresh plants and not the dead ones. While everything grows and lives, lots of things also die and get decomposed and become soil.
All the plants in general are like essential to maintain the soil, like prevent erosion from water and wind and animals and that. But they also constantly exchange substances, right, with the soil. So they exudate, so they leach some chemical compounds in the soil that modifies the chemistry of the soil, that they are, very many are actually in symbiosis with mushrooms, like fungi, in the soil. So there's lots of different kinds, but it's a huge part of the soil environment and the soil ecosystem.
So how do we perceive climate change, for example? To understand that, we have to think about perception in general.
In soil, you have so many different species of little arthropods, like little mites and springtails. And you also have lots and lots of fungi and microbes that are all interacting with the plant roots and the soil structure. Yeah, it's a whole different world that we just step on most of the time.
Are both mirror images moving with the same speed? Compare both of them and maybe change your distance to an object or the ground. When you're ready to leave, you can start track number 4.